Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is offering great lease options for Jeep Compass as low as $239 a month for 27 months. $6,000 bonus cash allowance on a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited Touring. See dealer for details. Stop in during their celebration event now through April 1st at Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. The Tigers open their season later today in Chicago at Guaranteed Rate Field. That's where we find Dan Dickerson. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. You're at the ballpark already, ready for today's game and ready to get this season underway, aren't you?
I am very fired up to get this season underway. I get excited, let's face it, at the beginning of every season.
Sure.
Because there's nothing quite like the start of a baseball season. But after watching this team and the young talent and watching it start to come together in spring, especially with the collection of arms the Tigers have, I get very excited about what the possibilities are truly this year for this team.
Yeah, I mean, and they had a great spring training season, didn't they?
They did. Record doesn't mean a lot. It really doesn't. But what the 20 wins this year tells us is that this team just has more depth than they have in the past. Because, let's face it, a lot of those spring games at the end are double-A guys and triple-A guys.
Sure.
And, the games are won and lost with minor leaguers on the field. But what it tells you is that there are a lot of – we have more depth and more talent in the minor leagues that can come up to the major leagues in the events, and it's always going to happen, right, of injury – than other teams do. And that to me, what that is a reflection of, the 20 wins in the exhibition season is a reflection of. And it's also a reflection of the arms. I mean, we just saw great pitching depth. I mean, when Matt Manning is starting at AAA instead of in the Tigers rotation, that tells you the competition was pretty stiff. And there's more on the way at AAA this year. Don't sleep on Sawyer Gibson Long, who was injured most of the spring. That's going to be an arm that's going to help. But also same in the bullpen. Bo Brisky going down to Toledo is a bit of a stunner to me, given the arm and the production last year. But that speaks to the competition for that last bullpen spot. And the fact that Joey Wentz made it, he had to be better, and he was. So there's just, I think the depth really stands out, and the depth and the length of the lineup. Paul, I think that's just such a huge thing. Third worst offense last year by run scoring.
Right.
And so often there are nights when you get you got Pats at five spots, say, in the Tigers lineup. It was a pretty pitchable 6-9. Lengthening that lineup by adding a Gio Urshela, 277 career hitter, adding a Mark Canna, who knows how to work an at-bat, give you a professional at-bat. Now the lineup lengthens, and suddenly when you get down to 6, 7, and 8, you've still got to get these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... Because it's going to be about run prevention this year. That's pitching plus defense, but the offense has to be better.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. You look at some of the guys that didn't make the cut, and you go, why didn't they make it? That speaks to the depth that you're talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And that Toledo offense is going to be
a
monster. I mean, I really believe that. I mean, you got some major leaguers down there. You got some future major leaguers down there. Jace Young certainly was impressive this spring. Hit two home runs in the game featuring the minor leaguers with the Philadelphia Phillies. But everybody believes that kid's going to hit, and he'll probably be up sometime midseason. I don't know that if he keeps on the trajectory he's on. But a Keston Hira, for instance, you know, he's a major leaguer who he can hit, and he made some changes in the minor leagues last year. If you needed something, you know, he can only play first probably. But if you needed a bat, you could call up Keston Hira and probably feel pretty good about that. And there are many examples like that down at AAA. And Parker, you know, I'm sorry, Justin Henry Molloy, that guy's going to hit at the major league level, and he just has to refine his defense. So, yeah, there's depth up and down. When the inevitable injuries happen, you're going to feel pretty good, I think, the Tigers will, about who they're calling up.
Dan, what's the schedule look like this year in terms of interleague play, for example? Last year, I think that every major league team played every other major league team. Did they do that again this year?
Yeah, so the schedule is the same. So we're going to play the Mets on this first road trip.
Right.
Meaning that they will play. So it used to be you played 19 teams in a season, the 14 American League teams other than yourself, and five teams from one of the divisions in the National League, and now you're playing 29 teams. So it did change the feel a little bit last year. You went from 76 games in your own division to 52. That was a big change, and all of that went to games in interleague play. So now you're just over 120 games in interleague play, or I'm sorry, right around 120 games in your American League, and then the rest in interleague play. And the Tigers, you know, were solid in interleague play. Their biggest thing is they had a terrific record in their own division. Usually that meant you win the division. It did not last year for the first time in a long time. And now they just, it's all about the American League East to me. Just, you have to play better against the better teams. That's the toughest division. Tigers did not do well. They were 7-25 against the East, and they have to show that they can play against, you know, the good teams and play them tough and play them well. Right now, I like the way it shapes up within their own division in terms of how they match up, because they won every season series in their own division last year for the first time in a long time. And now it's about playing better outside of your own division.
Yeah, absolutely. As you look around the American League, who do you see, or even the National League for that matter, who worries you, or who do you think that is going to pose a threat to the Tigers?
Yeah, I don't really look at the National League. I mean, I know everybody knows about Atlanta. Everybody knows about L.A. But you just, you know, again, these are all three-game series that you're playing in the National League.
True.
So don't think about that a whole lot. In the American League, you do start in your own division. I'm trying to figure out who is going to be along with Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota lost some pitching, but they've still got a top-five offense, in my view. They did last year, and I think they still do. You know, a full season of Royce Lewis could lift that offense even more. So I still think Minnesota's a team to beat going into the season. Then I'm trying to figure out who among the other three, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Chicago, are going to be the biggest threats. You have to start there. You still have to play well in your own division. And then it's, you know, it's six, seven games against teams in the West and in the East. And that means, again, I get back to, you know, playing Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, Orioles, go right down the list in the American League East. You got to play them tougher. So it's not really one team. It's just when you play those good teams, the teams above 500. And I think that's the thing that AJ has kind of emphasized in recent years. Strong finish in 2021. Strong finish in 2023. Last year they finished 19-10. It's kind of like, okay, this is nice, but it's kind of like you're playing with house money. In other words, there's nothing on the line.
Yeah.
There's nothing at stake. You're not going to the postseason. You know that because you've been under 500 all year. You got to 78 wins. That's great. Now, this year, the challenge is get above 500. And now you're playing above 500 and playing those good teams. And now there's a little more at stake because you're playing good baseball. You're competing for that top spot in the Central. The deeper into the season it goes, the more the pressure is going to mount. You know, kind of saw it with the Red Wings this year.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't get ahead of yourself a little bit. But that's going to be the true test of this team. And I think they will be able to handle it because of how AJ and this staff prepare them every day.
It's going to be a fun season. We look forward to it. I'm excited, too, that they get to open against a division rival. That's a big deal.
It is. It is. And this is, boy, the more work I do on the White Sox, the more I realize this team is going to have some struggles. They lost 100 last year, and I'm having a tough time seeing how they avoid that this year. It's an opportunity, put it that way.
Yeah.
Tigers got, you know, the Sox pitched the Tigers tough in most of the games. They meet 13 times. They pitched them very tough most of the year last year outside of a couple of games. So, but to me, this is it. You've got to start the season with a series win in Chicago.
We'll be listening later today, Dan. Who are you going to have by your side in the booth there?
So it's going to be on radio this year. It's going to be Bobby Scales, and he'll join me on the road trip, the entire road trip. Craig Monroe, and then Andy Dierks is also still very much in the mix. He'll be doing mostly home games, but it's a great group, and I love talking baseball with all three.
Yeah, you guys all do a great job. We'll be listening later today. Dan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Paul, anytime.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you go. Dan Dickerson, 3:45 this afternoon. Tiger baseball, the real season begins in Chicago right here on WPHM.